Rob, the next item is the consideration of the Recreational Fishing Advisory Board.
One more item.
Go ahead.
Apologies.
I said I would remember this. We have a fourth item on your agenda, which is the Albemarle question, Back Bay and crabs in that area. And we kept that separate from the usual crab management information. So this is an issue that already went through the Crab Management Advisory Committee, and Alicia Nelson will brief you on it. And I believe that since this originated from the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, the request, that, that's why we wanted to separate it from the other crab issues. So, Alicia?
Oh, wait a minute. There it is.
It's under, excuse me, Alicia, just so members can see it, it's part of item 12 on the agenda. It's sub-item 4 at the bottom of that specific item, proposed regulation to restrict crabbing in Albemarle watershed.
It begins on page 11 of your evaluation.
Thank you, Alicia. Go ahead.
This is a request for public hearing. This June, House Bill 238 became effective, and that clarified the jurisdiction where the VMRC has jurisdiction in the Albemarle and Currituck watersheds over blue crab fisheries only, and BDGIS has jurisdiction over all finfish. At the June CMAC meeting, Chad Boyce of BDGIS requested that that the VMRC limit blue crab gear in Back Bay to hard pots only. This is what they saw as the historical fishery, with concerns that crab scrapes could harm the aquatic vegetation there and that peeler pots could harm their restoration efforts for finfish. At that time, CMAC supported the request for crab scrapes but did not support that for peeler pots and asked staff to look into the historical fisheries. We went back to 1990 and no crab scrape activity was reported at all. Since 1990, there were 36 peeler pot trips in that area. Of that, we had about 4,400 pounds of hard crabs and about 600 pounds of peelers. However, no finfish were reported at all from our peeler pot information. From our hard pot information, there were finfish caught and reported from there. All this information was brought back to the CMAC at their September meeting. They didn't have any additional comments other than what had been said at the previous meeting. Staff request advertising for an October public hearing to limit commercial crabbing in the Albemarle watershed to crab pots and peeler pots.
Thank you, Alicia. Questions for Alicia? All right, seeing none, what's the pleasure of the commission? Mr. Fox?
I have a public hearing on that issue.
Second to the motion by Mr. Plumlee. Discussion on the motion? Is the commission ready for the question? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Motion carries. Thank you.